tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, man. If you can't hear my tongue slap my forehead, my friends, there you go. It is amazing the food is being prepared here today. We haven't even dug into the New Year's caviar with the black eyed peas because, hey, you know, I was a little skeptical, but it looks so doggone good. I'm going to have to dive into that because I'm not a black eyed pea fan. I'm more of a purple hull pea fan. But you know what? I'm going to give this a try because it's so festive. It's so colorful. It's so delicious. The squash has been resting. Soft music in the background as it gets ready. Now, Anne, when we last left you, you were sizzling it up in the pan. You were caramelizing, kind of sort of caramelizing your onions. This is a great curried butternut squash and apple soup.
Right. I've caramelized the onions. I've added some curry powder to that, sort of let the flavors kind of kick up a little bit in the pan. And then I've added some chopped apple and a little bit of dried thyme. You could add fresh thyme. You could go outside to your little herb garden and pick a few sprigs of thyme and just bring them in.
Do you really think, Ann, looking at me, do I look like the kind of guy that spends multitudinous amounts of his time out there weeding his little herb garden?
No.
Thank you.
But, you know, it's never too late to start.
I'm too busy playing tennis.
Yeah.
You could tell. I'm a tennis player. I've got the physique, the Adonis-like physique of a great Why are you? I haven't seen you laugh that hard yet. Jeez. You've got Esther going. But she is infectious with her laughter as she is with her culinary. How do you know? Well, 12 books and 3.5 million plus Ann into their household. And she's, you know, she does. I love the way you do this. I love salt out of bowls.
I do too.
I don't like salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, I can't
stand
it. I have
pinch bowls all around.
I love to touch the salt. But I'm not into the salt like you are. So I'm very inspired by that.
Well, you know what? We use only natural salts.
Wow.
Because see, yes. And you know what? If you want, they've got some great natural salts. Guess where? Right here at Cook's Warehouse. I mean, they have everything at Cook's Warehouse. They are your culinary dream come true. You want it, you think about it, they've probably got it. Right here at the Cook's Warehouse at one of their numerous locations, Mary Moore has created an empire of great culinary. But what else is great is the people here are beautiful. They are helpful. They are knowledgeable. Did I get it right? Was there anything else before you give me the 20? Is there any? But no, it's a candy store. It's like, this is the holidays, man. This is where you can come and celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. Even if you hate people, you can get them stuff here because it'll keep them in the kitchen and away from you. No matter how you look at it, Cook's Warehouse is your one-stop shop for great times. And I mean, this is a great place for you. I'm sure once you got the note that you were coming on Chef and a Fat Man, I'm sure after you passed out and said, have I finally made it this far in my life? After you got over the initial shock, you found out you were coming to Cook's Warehouse, and you said, thank God, one out of two ain't bad.
Yeah, definitely.
at least you're honest.
Yes, I am. No. I love it. I love it. I've never cooked like for radio. I think it's hilarious.
Well, you know what? It's more spontaneous. It's more fun.
For that.
And you know what's really great? If you screw something up, it doesn't make any difference.
That's right.
You know what?
But you know what? I think about cooking is that... I love doing the four things at once and talking, because in all reality, this is how most kitchens are, and this is how most kitchens are in holiday times, especially if you've got somebody else in your family who's helping you cook, or you've got a sister who came in town or an aunt, and you're all trying together and work in the same kitchen, and maybe somebody doesn't know where something is and you have to find it and tell them. And I think it's great. It's actually very much like the kitchen that I grew up in. There was always a lot of chaos. So I'm accustomed to working in chaos, and I've just never had anybody interview me through the process. So,
well, here's what's interesting about this. This allows you to do multiple things. See, she's mixing, and you hear that sound in the background, my friends. That is not the sound. No, go ahead. Continue mixing.
This is why I never use electric mixers on television, because I always like put them on high when they're supposed to be on low, and then, you know. This is just goat cheese and cream cheese. Okay, so yeah, we're jumping over to a new recipe. We're going to make a a little appetizer that's super easy. We've got, okay, the black eyed pea salsa is made with the chips, the squash, what we've done so far on simmering the onions and the apple and all that, and the chicken stock, that is simmering. And then we're jumping over, we're going to make an easy appetizer. This is the goat cheesecake with pesto. Is that okay?
Hey, listen, this is Lori's goat cheese, fig, and pesto cheesecake. And the reason it's important that I mention Lori is I have no idea who Lori is.
Lori is a high school friend of mine.
But I'll take your word for that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's neat is it really typifies Ann Burns' new book, Ann Burns Saves the Day Cookbook, because it's go-to recipes that no matter what the occasion, if you're in panic, if all of a sudden you've got to produce, Ann is there to save the day with these great recipes. But you recognize other people. And you know, I love cookbook authors because we don't do that many cookbook authors on this show because they have to be really good. I mean, I get cookbooks. I've got over 400 cookbooks. I get cookbooks from every publisher. And there's a lot of good cookbooks out there. But you know, it's the ones where you can just tell the personality of the person in their recipes.
Hmm.
Those are the ones that intrigue me.
The best? Yeah.
Yes. And this book, when I read the book and then I started doing a little research, I saw that you were really, I mean, you had an Atlanta connection, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah.
You worked for the AJC. You were the food editor for a while, which is interesting. But you gave recognition to other people for great recipes. Mm. And I know technically, you know, it depends on what law you're looking at. If you take a recipe, change a major ingredient, then you call it your own. Whatever you want to do. I don't know. I don't care. But I love that a person of your stature that takes the time to say, hey, met this person, or she's a friend, or I met this person somewhere, and they gave me a great recipe. And I'm going to get credit for it. That's cool.
Well, you know what? Back to the old newspaper. That's my newspaper experience. Because, you know, you have to quote your sources. And I do really believe that, and it's actually served me well in cookbooks because it would be impossible for me to crank out a book every other year if I truly was just, you know, I'd have to be someone who had this full staff of people who are always, you know, coming up with new ingredients. And I think that's a problem with a lot of Food Network shows is they're constantly having to come up with so much new content and recipes for those shows that oftentimes the people who go on there and got on there in the first place, they sort of have lost their identity because it's just mass production of recipes.
Now, one person who really was a revolutionary in so many ways, a lady that we both have great admiration for, I never got to meet, unfortunately. One of the great John Wayne was someone I always wanted to interview. But Julia Childs on the culinary side was somebody that I would love to have interviewed to sit down and dig deep. But you had not only the opportunity to talk to or work with, but you actually were in her you were in her kitchen. And, Gloria, you were there, too?
Oh, Gloria's been there.
I did her food salad.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a lady
fabulous
who never lost her way. She stayed true blue to who she was and to what she did.
Yes.
And you got to cook in her kitchen in her home just before her 80th birthday. And what a thrill. Also pressure. I mean, can you imagine the fat man cooking for Julia Childs? That would have been tough. But I think,
you know what? She would have been very interested in you, and she would have loved it. And Gloria knows, and she can probably elaborate. What I love and admire about Julia Childs is that she was more interested in other people than she was you asking her a lot of questions. I mean, her deal, she was totally on an education mission. And the irony is that she was known as the French chef. But when I knew her, when she was so proud of American cooking and American chefs. And she really wanted to, to kind of get the word out and to make sure that everybody got better. So she would eat at a restaurant. She would go back in the kitchen to talk to the dishwasher, everybody. Yeah. And she
did. You're letting the dishwasher join you here. That's kind of nice. She were multitasking. Squash is working. Goat cheese is working.
Yeah.
Pictures are being taken. I mean, it's amazing. But Julia Childs was truly an inspiration to a lot of people, but she never lost her way.
I
think you touched on something. The Food Network. I was talking to a big-time television producer, movie producer, that happens to hang out at our cigar shop. And he was telling me that this is the golden era of television right now because he has millions of dollars sitting on the table waiting for new content. Because these networks, there are so many networks, there are so many venues that they don't have enough content.
Wow.
And the content that they do have is so diluted and polluted They're looking for anything to kick off what they got. So this is a great time. And wink, wink, nod, nod.
That's right. For something new.
Something new. I mean, you could be the new snob, and I could be the new slob, and we could, who knows. But anyway, her name is Ann Byrne. Her latest creation, Ann Byrne Saves the Day Cookbook, 125 guaranteed to please go to recipes that can rescue any occasion, or better yet, make any occasion that much more occasional. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. Also, changing the English language. That's what we do here on Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, because we are truly unconventional, taking it to the streets of Marietta.